Meseches Kilaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, that's 2:9. Harotze laso sadeo karachas karachas mikol min. If a person wants to take his field and make it into neat square patches of all different types of produce, osa esrim v'arba karachas lebesa, he can make patches as small as 1/24 of a base saw each. A base saw is an area of land that's 50 amos by 50 amos. An amos is, of course, a cubit from your elbow to your finger, tip of your middle finger. So let's call that about half a meter. So that means that 50 amos by 50 amos is about 25 meters by 25 meters, say 625 square meters, you know, roughly twice the size of a tennis court area or half the size of an Olympic pool, that kind of size. So you can divide that whole base onto 24 equal neat patches, each, you know, a square on the side, roughly, you know, comes out to about 10 amos by 10 amos, 5 meters by 5 meters, you know, 25 square meters or so, kind of like the size of a parking spot, a standard American parking spot, 260 square feet, something like that. So he can make a series of 24 patches, each a base rova. A rova means a quarter. So it's a quarter of a kav, which there are six kavin in a saw. So it's 24 bate rova in one base saw. So he can make parking lot, American parking spot sized patches, 24 of them in the big square of the base saw, each with its own species, and that will be okay. This is going to be Reb Meir's sheet, and Reb Meir holds that as long as it's neat and orderly, and each separate patch is sufficiently large and visually distinct from the neighboring patches, so then you can line them up, so to speak, as many as you want, as long as they're large enough. Large enough meaning each one is the size of a base rova, and you have no problem of looking as if you planted kilaim or the plants being, you know, commingled and constituting kilaim. There is a big tumult here in as much as the base saw is described as being perfectly square, 50 by 50, and the karachas is described as being perfectly square. And if you do the geometry, there's no way to squeeze 24 equal-sized squares into one big square. So in any case, either it means the base saw is a rectangle or the base rova are rectangular, whatever the case may be, that's what we're talking about over here. So long story short, Reb Meir holds that you don't need any spacing at all. You can pack them in densely as long as each separate patch, each karachas, literally a bald patch, of your field is visually distinct and sufficiently large. Again, that means the size of a base rova. Again, just reading the words. Harot laso sadeo karachas karachas. If you want to make your field with lots of separate patches, mikol min of different species, osa esrim varba karachos levesa, you can make as many as 24 separate patches per besa. Mikarachas the base rova, meaning each patch of each species is the size of a base rova. Vizorea besocha kol min sheyirtza, and in that base rova, in that, you know, 10 by 10 ama spot, roughly a little bigger, you can plant whatever species you want. Now, according to the Bartanura, the next line of the Mishnah is tangential, so to speak. So let's just skip it for a minute. We'll come back to it. Then the words of the Mishnah are Divrei Rebbe Meir. What we just read is Reb Meir Shita. There'll be two things in Reb Meir. We read the first one already. The second one I skipped. And the Chacham are going to disagree. The Chacham are going to say, Chacham Omrim, Teisha Karachos Mutaros Eser Asuros. They say 9 Karachos is okay, but 10 is not okay. That is to say, in your field, you want to make squares, then you, according to the Bar Tanura, you need to have spacing between each planted patch and the next planted patch, because the Bartner learns, like the Rambam and many others, that we need actual empty unplanted land between different species, and therefore it'll come out that if you think you have a, you know, a square, let's think of 5 by 5 square, if that's how you have your base saw, so then, and we'll call, like, say, the columns A, B, C, D, E, and the rows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for a total of 25. So the rabbis hold you can plant in alternating squares, meaning A1, A3, and A5, nothing in B, and then again C1, C3, C5, nothing in D, and then E1, E3, and E5, and everything's spaced out, and that's how you get 9 total out of 25. According to the Gra, who happens to be my preferred shot and approach throughout this entire Masechta, this Perek, and the next, there's not going to be ever a requirement for just blank spaces of unplanted crops, and that will be a shita that plays itself out over the next, you know, many Mishnayos. The Gra holds what's important simply is that it's visually distinct, kind of like, I mean, just like as Reb Meir, as I described it. And the only difference is, according to the Gra, Reb Meir says you can squeeze as many as 24 different patches without any spacing in a single base saw, because he holds that a base rova is big enough to be visually distinct, and therefore 24 of those are just fine. According to the Gra, there is a limit at 9. So in other words, there's no empty spaces, like in the example I gave before, according to Bar Tanura, you know, you had rows 2 and 4 and columns B and D were empty, unplanted, so that would make these like big, you know, gaps between. The grass has no gaps required. However, just 9 is an upper limit in terms of the different number of species in a single base saw, and therefore you could have plant patches of any size, provided that